There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
So I am concerned. Now, the banks of the Mississippi River are in danger of overflowing. Now, why would the banks of the Mississippi River be in danger of overflowing? What is going on here? Well, it's the tears of Saints fans. Because I have heard nonstop pouting, whining, and sulking because their team choked in the NFC Championship game. And so rather than take responsibility like what grown-ups do, they're blaming the officials of the NFL. It's one of the more embarrassing things I've ever seen watching sports. The reaction of the Saints organization, of their fan base, they're all an embarrassment to football. They are. I mean, it is insane what has gone on here. The fallout from New Orleans choking away a double-digit lead at home in the NFC title game to the Rams, who certainly deserve to go to the Super Bowl and will represent themselves very well against the Patriots next Sunday, a week from Sunday. But this has reverberated around the echo chamber of sports, and it is out of control, all because of the non-call on a 3rd and 10 at the 13-yard line of the Rams when Nickel Robey Coleman initiated contact against Tommy Lee Lewis on a pass that should not have even been thrown. You know what that is? Karma. Why are you throwing that pass? That you should not throw the pass in your face, Sean Payton. So, listen, here's the deal. Now, if you've not heard the latest, maybe you've missed out on it, and you were out doing stuff, many people off from work on Monday, you might not have seen this, but the Saints owner, Gail Benson. Who? Gail Benson. Now, she issued a statement on the team's website blasting the officiating, saying it is, quote, undeniable that a missed call unfairly deprived New Orleans from a shot of reaching the Super Bowl, of course, which we know is ridiculous because the Saints still had the lead. They were still at home. All they had to do was play a little defense. They win the game. They choked. The Saints choked, and they don't want to take responsibility for choking in the NFC Championship game. Instead, they're like, well, we should have gotten that call. You know what they're like? I'll tell you what they're like. They're like Little League parents. You go to the Little League game on the weekends, you can't, no, my son, everything my son does is great. Yeah, you can't call a foul on my, I dare you. What's wrong with you people? That's what they sound like. So this Gail Benson claimed that she's taking proactive steps to try to change the way penalties and rules are enforced. Crank up the old overreaction machine to 1,000%. So let's talk about this. Now, the question is, do you have any empathy for the Saints and their fan base? And listen, I'm clearly like a bad poker player. No. The whining coming out of the bayou is non-productive, it's annoying, and it's also embarrassing. Be better than that, New Orleans. Be better. Go get some therapy, okay? The Saints organization, I hope they choke on those sour grapes that they are serving up around the NFL. It is a ridiculous situation here. And sure, the call didn't go the way of the Saints. Guess what? It shouldn't have come down to that play. How many people failed in a New Orleans uniform and they want the bailout from the referees? The Saints had a 13-point lead early in that game. They gave it away. The Saints had a 10-point lead. They gave it away. Saints had a 3-point lead with less than 2 minutes to go. They blew that. The Saints then won the coin toss with their Hall of Fame quarterback. They got the ball first in overtime. At home with the crowd behind them. Drew Brees, what did he do? Botched it. He sucked at a time you cannot suck. That's right. He threw an interception. It's a bad job by him. The Saints defense could have still stopped the Rams from getting into field goal range in overtime. They failed to do that again. Systematic incompetence by the New Orleans Saints and their so-called home field advantage. So stop with the woe is me approach. The better team won the game. Drew Brees played great in the first quarter and then vanished. And he is getting a free ride here. Drew Brees was wonderful in the first quarter. The final three quarters and overtime, Jared Goff was the better quarterback on the field, and it wasn't even close. So congratulations to the Rams on going to the Super Bowl. And the Saints, you're a joke of a franchise. Get the paper bags back out. And when I was younger, and I watched the Saints on TV, they'd have paper bags on their heads because they were such a disgrace as an organization, so sorrowful and pathetic and woeful. Got to get back to that. Now, secondly, you have the human element, which I guess we're trying to get rid of. You want virtual reality, but mistakes are going to be made. It is a blessing and a curse when you have the human element, right, depending on which side you're on. Now, this utopian idea, which I've seen a lot of the mainstream football pundits attempt to package, that every game is going to be officiated perfectly, is a bunch of poppycock, is what it is. Great teams keep their composure. They don't melt down, even when they don't get calls that go their way. And New Orleans is not a great team because they melted down. They deserved to lose the game, and they lost. They had every advantage you can possibly have after the non-call from the officials, and they still blew it. And I blame Sean Payton. What a dope Sean Payton is. He had that hissy fit on the sidelines, and it trickled down to his players, who are a bunch of Mr. Softies. They lost their composure, and they lost the game, and that is justice. That is justice. The Rams, to their credit, took advantage of this kryptonite. Remember, they were still trailing in the game, and they had Jared Goff, and I've been told by everybody, well, Jared Goff sucks, he blows, he's terrible. But yet, he got the Rams into field goal range against that supposedly great Saints defense. Had the Saints closed the game out, they would be getting ready to go to Atlanta for the Super Bowl. Bad job by them. Now, finally, we are hearing the NFL's competition committee, always trouble, will give consideration to making pass interference plays reviewable. Now, this is a way to pacify Sean Payton and the New Orleans Saints, who have been just humiliating all of football with their activities the last 24 hours. The governor of Louisiana, just the whole state of Louisiana should be annexed at this particular point. It's embarrassing. I mean, you're absolutely embarrassing. But this is a mistake because it's not going to stop on just pass interference, right? It is the slippery slope argument. You open Pandora's box, and it's kind of like the Mueller investigation, right? The Mueller investigation was supposed to look at Russian collusion, but there's a bunch of people that are going to jail for other things not related to that because they opened Pandora's box. You see, when you open Pandora's box, it's like, well, we'll start out with pass interference, but we'll expand it to holding, and then we'll look at other things. And here's the problem, right? It's the old by the spirit of the law versus the letter of the law. By the letter of the law, there are uncalled penalties on 100% of snaps in the NFL. It is undisputable. The NFL bylaws allow these judgment calls. The spirit of the law mantra, you don't call all of them. It's just like when you drive, you likely go over the speed limit and everyone around you is going over the speed limit, but not everyone's going to get a ticket. It's not how it works. Only a few get pulled over for citations. But if you're going to get the microscope out and look at every play, you're going to find violations all over the place. And, well, you say, well, yeah, but only the most egregious should be flagged. Well, what's your definition of egregious? Because mine's a little different. And the Saints better be very careful what they ask for here, because if you want to go back and review plays, it cuts both ways, right? Let's go back. By my count, the Rams were robbed at least four times with penalties that did not get called. The officials swallowed the whistle. So the two face mask penalties against New Orleans defensive players, let's go back and call those penalties. The play clock ran out. The Saints were allowed to snap the ball. Let's call that a penalty. How about the Saints player that illegally stomped on a Rams player's helmet? Can we call that a penalty? So good luck. It's ridiculous. You know, eat the loss. You own the loss. You deserve to lose the game, New Orleans. You're an embarrassment to all of football. Stop your whining. And enjoy the Super Bowl, because the Rams are going to provide a much more entertaining game than you ever would have with your aging, washed-up Drew Brees at quarterback. All right, it's Ben Maller Show on Fox. We say hello to Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas, Solid Gold Garcia.
How's the voice holding up there, Ben? You sound a little raspy there. You hitting the garlic?
I was feeling better. I'm glad you asked it. I was feeling better last week, and then I decided I challenged – Blair actually challenged me. Blair in Maine challenged me about snow. So I said, right. You know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the snow, and I'll take a picture
of
the snow.
Yeah, I saw the picture on Twitter, yeah.
So I drove to the mountains. Oh. To take a picture in the snow just to stick it to Blair, even though Blair doesn't even look at that stuff on Twitter. But I was like, all right, I'm going to get back at Blair and say, screw you, I got snow. I went to the snow, and then as soon as I got back from the snow, it's like a boomerang. It came right back around. But I'm hanging in there, Eddie. I'm glad you asked. You're very concerned about that. The garlic apple cider vinegar, I'm able to do the show. Not great, but better than it was earlier.
So did you bring some in with you in case you got a little care package there that you can?
Nah, I don't. You guys don't want to. If I start using the garlic therapy, the whole floor will smell like garlic.
Well, you're in a soundproof room in there. You think we'd be protected from you?
I don't want Steve Harvey getting upset if he comes in here and he smells garlic all over the place. He might not like garlic. I don't know, Mr. Harvey. I don't want to offend him.
Oh, surely your hero, Steve Harvey, loves garlic as much as you do, because You two guys are just like, you know, brothers from another mother.
Peas of a pod. Yeah, exactly. I would like to think that Steve Harvey loves garlic, but I did not bring a care package. I have a little bit of water here. There's some tea in the back. I only drink tea when my voice is not 100%, so I have that. And we'll make it through. And if not, we'll just do hockey talk.
That's a great idea. Yeah, I'm sure everyone would love to hear that.
That's my fallback, is just to have Eddie just do hockey talk.
Yeah.
And then I'll just react to it. I'll just give you my reaction to it, and that's how we'll do it.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, if you would like to be part, the number.
Snow one, Mal or nothing.
Well, again, I was a little under the weather before that. It was kind of a bad job by me.
Now, when you went to San Francisco, you said you didn't take a jacket, and so you got sick there.
Yeah.
Did you not dress appropriately this time as
well? No, I had a jacket, but, you know, it was a mistake. That's all. At the time, it seemed like a good idea, Eddie.
Was it Mrs. Maller's idea?
Well, not completely. It was a joint effort.
All right.
That's what I was going to ask you.
It was a team effort, but she really liked the idea. She thought that would be great, that snow would be wonderful.
But it was good for you because you're like, on Sunday I can stay home and watch all football all day.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to, of course, on the weekends you got to plan it out. You have football on Sunday, and you have two games back-to-back, and 7 hours of football you got to watch. All right, 877-99 on Fox, the number 877-996-6369. Now, the bad news is if my voice is raspy, more phone calls.
Oh, it's raspy.
Yeah.
But on the plus side, all of our female listeners are going to really love the show because they got sexy Maller voice.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm doing it. I intentionally got sick, Eddie, so I'd have a nice, raspy voice. Because it's better when I do the live reads for Sleep Number and Geico and all the other sponsors that we have. But we will take your calls, 877-99 on Fox. I know everyone agrees with me about the Saints and their fans. Yes, Kubalu.
Just before we pause for the cause here, I want to pose a question to Eddie and to you listening out there. If the exact same thing happened in that game, but it was reversed and it was the Rams that got screwed, do you think Ben would be calling for the ref's head?
No.
Probably.
I would not. No, if the Rams had that many opportunities to win the game, it's absurd. I mean, it's complete revisionist history. It's like, well, that ended the game. We had no chance to win. You had three chances to win the game, New Orleans.
Well, the problem, though, as I see it, that isn't good for the NFL, is that when you got 10 guys sitting on a couch watching the game in their living room, and they all say, that's clearly pass interference,
well,
and the guy who has the flag, who's paid to officiate the game, does not throw a flag, then that's
I didn't
probably,
say it was a penalty. I said
good.
It was a good non-call right away. I said it was a good non-call on Twitter. You look at my timeline, I said that was
of
a good non-call.
Of course you did, because you're wearing a Rams hat.
That's a good non-call right there. And where's the congratulations? Hey, your team's in the Super Bowl. Way to go. Good job by you.
No, I told you congratulations.
No, Roberto did.
He's classy.
It's hard to take seriously because you have good points. I agree with you. They should have won the game anyway. Yeah. They had their chances. But when you say that's a good no call.
It is a good no call.
I almost disregard everything else.
That's a good instinct by you.
It's like, come on.
Well, let me tell you why. All right, it's the equivalent of the NBA when they
oh, are you going
it's
for
a
the
makeup
call?
Yeah,
jeez, come on.
Happens all the time in the NBA. No one gets upset about it.
No, but see, the difference is it's understandable if you miss a face mask.
Yes, no, it's not understandable.
Yes, it is because
you could break somebody's neck.
It's understandable
if a person
doesn't see it. Yeah, of course. The
Jared
if
Goff,
you watch the replay, you see it on
grabbed.
The camera. But I'm saying it's understandable if live human being ref misses a face mask. But that play, it's just those two guys out in the open.
Yeah.
It's like Eddie said, obvious to everyone watching that it's a penalty and it doesn't get called.
My position is that if you grab a quarterback's face mask and twist his neck and try to break the man's neck, that is a penalty. And that's what the Saints did. You think that's okay, Coop. In your NFL, you think that's okay. I want my quarterback protected, Coop. And they tried to kill Jared Goff, and they got away with it. And so the NFL's like, okay, we'll let the Rams get away with one now. We're even. The Rams would have been up by a touchdown. They would have been up by a touchdown. The Saints would have had to have scored a touchdown in that situation. The Rams would have had it first and goal to go from the 1.5-yard line if they had called the face mask, which they swallowed the whistle and didn't call.
Well, that's weird. Aren't they reviewing whether they can challenge like pass interference and review pass interference? How come they're not like talking about
because
reviewing
the Rams
face masks.
Won the game, so they're not complaining about it. If the Rams were complaining like a bunch of petulant children like the Saints, then they would be having an investigation, a congressional investigation. But I think it's perfect. I love the fact the Saints are a bunch of losers. I hope they enjoy watching the Super Bowl. They're a joke of a franchise, and the Rams deserve to win the game.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only six simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so one of the forgotten faces in the NBA who was in the doghouse has been freed from the doghouse and been sent to somebody else's doghouse. You've traded one kennel for another kennel, Carmelo Anthony. Melo is on the move. Now, if you've not been paying attention, maybe you just turned the radio on and you were not listening earlier. You might not. I'll get you up to speed on this. The Rockettes, who got their doors blown off, by the Philadelphia 76ers in a game where they played a bunch of D-leaguers and James Harden. The Rockets have reportedly agreed to send Carmelo and cash considerations to the Bulls. Now, I have no idea what the Bulls are sending back to Houston other than thank you. Here you go. Congratulations. We took this lump of coal off your hands. That's all. We don't have to give you anything. Now, the trade's not official yet. You're going to love this because the NBA, league office is not open over the weekend, and they were closed for Martin Luther King Day. Now, it's a 24-hour sport during the basketball season. I recall years ago when I was writing, and there was a player that got in some trouble, and I was told by somebody at the league office, well, he won't get punished till next Monday. It happened on a Friday night because the league office was closed Saturday and Sunday. He said, so it doesn't matter. There will be no punishment handed down till Monday. And the NBA, because of Martin Luther King Day, they weren't open on Monday, so it'll happen on Tuesday. Tuesday will be the day this happens. So Melo is supposedly going to be waived. That's what we're told. When he doesn't even get to Chicago, he'll be released, and it will not happen right away. I know you're very concerned about that. They will hold on to him. They will try to sucker some other NBA team to trade for Carmelo Anthony. And the deadline is February 7th, so we have less than a month to go until the NBA trade deadline, about 3 weeks or so until the NBA trade deadline, less than that, and then that's it. And now, after that, Carmelo is expected to be set free, and then he will be able to go somewhere else. So what contender would want to add a very unpredictable, unstable, former NBA star to their roster?
Garbage.
Yeah, all indications are that Carmelo Anthony is set to join forces with the Lakers. That's where... I know. That's where Carmelo wants to go. That's where LeBron wants Carmelo Anthony. It is said to be only a matter of time before Melo brings his sour puss and drops it right in that Laker locker room. Now, LeBron James' trainer said that Carmelo Anthony is joining the Lakers. He posted this on Instagram, and King James liked the post. Oh, deep state. Deep state social media. Oh, man. Yeah, Melo liked the post. Or LeBron liked the post about Melo going to the Lakers. All right, so let's discuss. Now, the question, does Carmelo Anthony have anything left in the tank? That would be N meets O, as in N to the O. No. So my views on this, you've got the fruitcake, the Trojan horse, and outdated. And we will lock all these together like Legos. Now, number one, Carmelo Anthony, here's my theory on Carmelo Anthony. He's always better in theory than in reality. And I remember when Melo was in Denver and the Nuggets sent him to the Knickerbockers, and there was a ticker tape parade in the Canyon of Heroes in Manhattan. The Knicks thought that they were going to win multiple NBA championships with Carmelo Anthony, that he was going to come there. You know, the old Syracuse guy was going to come back to downstate from Syracuse down to the big city and going to lead the Knickerbockers to the NBA Finals. How did that work out? Yeah, a whole lot of nothing. But in theory, Carmelo Anthony has great numbers every year. He puts up tremendous statistics and all that. But the reality is something else. You can always sell the resume. And people will buy the resume of Carmelo Anthony. On the surface, why would you not want to add Carmelo Anthony? He's a 10-time All-Star in the NBA. He's been the All-NBA second team a couple of times. He's won a scoring title. A great college player, 3-time gold medalist of the United States in the Olympics. The low information fan, the unknowledgeable fan, looks at that resume and they eat it up. They love the accolades. And it's perfect because the Lakers have a lot of those type of people that follow their team, the uneducated. They love players like Carmelo Anthony because they're like, well, look at his resume. You know, look at the resume. We used to have a boss here years ago, and anytime they would hire people, they would always look at the resume. And most of the people they hired sucked, but they had great resumes. Carmelo's like that. Carmelo's like, you know, a great resume, but terrible. can't do the job. And it is a reminder that not all that glitters is gold, right? Because Carmelo, you know, glittering resume, not good. He's kind of like the holiday season, you know, you get that fruitcake from your aunt, and then you repackage it, and you give it to somebody else, and you keep sending it. It's the white elephant gift around the holidays that just keeps re-gifting. You re-gift Carmelo Anthony. Think about where Carmelo Anthony has been. Since 2017, he was with the Knicks. He went to the Thunder. But he actually went to the Hawks after the Thunder, got released by the Hawks, never played a game in Atlanta, goes to the Houston Rockets, gets dumped, goes to the Chicago Bulls, gets dumped, doesn't play a game in Chicago. Now it appears he's headed to the Lakers. Talk about a basketball hobo for Carmelo Anthony. Now, secondly, Melo, he fits the profile of someone LeBron James would want to have. Why? Because LeBron knows him. It's the good old boys network. LeBron loves playing with his BFFs from back in the day. And he's also got diminishing skills. But it doesn't matter. If you're a friend of LeBron James, LeBron will overlook your diminishing skills. See Dwayne Wade with the Cavaliers last year at the beginning of the year. LeBron's like, I know you can't play anymore, but I really like you, and I want to bring you to Cleveland to play with me. How did that go? Yeah, not good. So that's the selling point for the de facto GM of the Lakers. Now, Melo is also known as a Trojan horse. If he was software, he would be a Trojan horse because he seems useful, right? At first glance, you say, well, of course, Carmelo Anthony is an upgrade for the Laker roster. And then when you install Melo onto your roster, you're like, wait a minute, he's actually doing more harm than good. What's up with that? Two seasons, complete pathetic results for Carmelo Anthony. And even when Carmelo Anthony was putting up primetime numbers, I was never taking the Kool-Aid. I was not taking the Kool-Aid for Carmelo Anthony. Now, the last word on this, it is the single most important mantra that anyone that runs a team must follow. Do not let a falling star fall on you. And it certainly sounds like the Lakers are ready to do just that. I mean, Melo's 35 years old. He plays a selfish, outdated style of basketball, iso ball, no passing, standing in the corner, no defense. Those are all the skills that Carmelo Anthony brings. And it shows you again that he is the booby prize, right? He's the booby prize, and he's getting passed around because these other teams are like, no, all he needs is a fresh start with my team. That's what the Rockets thought. The Rockets thought, hey, we'll bring Carmelo Anthony in, and then, hey, watch out. It'll be great with Chris Paul and all that, and Chris Paul's hobbling like an old guy, and James Harden, and it was terrible. So the Knicks, the Thunder, the Hawks, the Rockets, the Bulls have all tossed the hot potato, the hand grenade, and now the Lakers look like they're going to pick up the hand grenade, and they're going to be like, hey, we got next. All right, it's Ben Maller's show on Fox. We say hello to Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas Garcia.
I'm not a big NBA guy, but I know Carmelo Anthony sucks, so...
Are you sure about that, Ed?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does.
Yeah.
I think Roberto agrees.
Yep, he sucks.
I don't think you've ever watched Carmelo play a game, though, Eddie.
I have, I think.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
It's Syracuse.
Yeah, there too.
You watched him in the NBA?
Probably at some point, yeah.
When?
A long time ago.
He's never been in the NBA Finals, right? When did you watch him in the – when did you watch him?
I don't know. It was on somewhere.
I don't believe you.
I know he's not any good anymore, though.
Well, I don't think he was ever that. Like, I remember him as early on with the Nuggets, and I didn't think he was that good with the Nuggets.
Well, whatever he was, he certainly is not that anymore.
Yeah, but I'm glad it looks like he's going to the Lakers. I think this is perfect.
Well, I don't think – well, I know why you're glad, because he sucks, but I don't think Roberto and Coop are glad if this happens.
No.
Well, it's
Coop's just ignoring. He refused to even acknowledge this apparently could happen.
I think we should talk about the Lakers' defense against Golden State and Klay Thompson.
No LeBron, no Rondo, no Lonzo. So it's okay, man. No worries. I knew they were going to lose that game.
Good fight, though. Way to compete. Got that fighting spirit the Lakers have. They don't roll over.
Has Gallinari got hurt yet or no?
What's that?
Has Danilo Gallinari got hurt yet or no? No, he's still playing, right?
No, he got hurt the other day, and they still won. They won in San Antonio. He got hurt.
Oh, okay. So the Clippers are going to go down.
Ding, 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 ding. They won anyway. But how's that Brandon Ingram working?
Half a game better than the Lakers.
Yeah. And the Lakers added LeBron James and all these stars, I was told, in the offseason. How's that working?
Well, one star. They added one star.
Well, no,
and he's not playing right now.
Well,
if he was, we'd still be in fourth place in the Western Conference.
Michael Beasley was the number two pick. JaVale McGee. I heard how great the Lakers bench was going to be.
Shut up.
Lance Stevenson and all these guys. And
Zubats, baby.
Brandon Ingram was about to blossom this year for the Lakers. And Josh Hart's great. And Kyle Kuzma's amazing. And go down the list. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope can gun. He's a gunner.
Actually, I'd rather have Carmelo than Caldwell-Pope. I'm tired of that guy.
Yeah. All right. Well, you say that now, but you're going to get your wish. You could get your wish. And Klay Thompson, if you missed the Laker-Warrior game, Klay Thompson took 20 shots. He made 17 of them. It's the greatest night in NBA history for any player that took 15 or more shots. And you consider he was 10 of 11 from three-point range. Worst defense in NBA history by the Lakers last night. Good job, boys.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And you're still wearing your Lakers stuff. You still got your Laker gear
on. That's right. I'm a true fan, Ben.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You just pulled out whatever was near the door.
Unlike you, Ben.
Whatever was near
the
door.
Where's your Clipper hat?
What's that?
Where's your Clipper hat?
Oh, my football team's in the Super Bowl.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
Los Angeles Rams, right there. They're in the Super Bowl.
I saw you wearing your Patriots hat last week, though.
Well, when I do the Boston show, I wear the Patriots hat.
No, you were wearing it in here.
Well, because, I wear it here because
that's right,
I do the Boston show, but my voice is all messed up, so I won't be doing that for the next couple of days because I got to get my voice back to prime Maller voice, whatever you go. I don't know. I got to get my voice back.
Yeah.
I figure I do this show, my voice is mincemeat after 4 hours, 7 hours. I don't even want to know what my voice is going to be like after 7 hours. So I put the little time out on that. But hopefully the garlic will kick in, and then I'll be back in a couple of days. All right, let's go to the phones. Dr. Dave is in Portland on Fox Sports Radio. Hello, Dr. Dave.
Hey, Ben. Happy New Year to you. I haven't called for a long time.
Now, what's the cutoff? It's January 22nd. Are we still allowed to say Happy New Year January 22nd?
I think it's fair.
No.
I missed you when you were gone for the 2 weeks. I just want to say that.
Well, I missed you. Yes.
I got 3 points for you. One about Carmelo.
All right.
I went to KU. Remember when they lost to Syracuse? That was the only time that Carmelo was really good in that national championship game. He really resembles Sam Bradford. He was the perfect player, went around the league, made a lot of money, and did nothing. That's how I see Carmelo. I don't know about you.
I see Carmelo as a slug. That's how I see Carmelo.
Any comparison to Sam Bradford in that, or what would you say? Similar type players. Carmelo's probably a tier above.
Anybody can put up stats in the NBA. If you've got a halfway decent offensive game, you can put up stats. But do you come through? You know, do you help your team get better? I've never thought of Carmelo as someone that made his team better. He does.
Except in that Syracuse National Championship. That was the one time.
I remember, was it Jerry McNamara who made a bunch of three-point shots? Maybe I'm mistaken, but I swear
you
I remember.
You are correct. Yeah. In that first half, he had 7 3 balls, McNamara, and he won the game.
I remember.
Really.
Yeah, I remember Jerry McNamara keep hitting. Yeah, I remember him hitting a bunch of three-pointers for Syracuse.
And that first game, and they blew away the Jayhawks, who came back towards the end and lost, with Carmelo making some good shots down the stretch. The other point is about Sean Payton. He's a crybaby.
That's right.
He's using the refs to cover up his horrible play calling down the stretch.
Keep preaching.
And that's the facts, anyone who knows football. I became a Chiefs fan the year after they won the Super Bowl. So I understand their history, and I want to get to OT, and it proved the point that Sean Payton blew the game. I think they need to change the OT rule so each player gets a possession. And the reason I changed my mind about that, I heard a statistic since they changed the rule with the field goal thrown in. It's 9-1 that the person who flips the coin or the team that wins the coin toss wins. So that's not random and that's not fair. Would you agree with
that? Well, you would argue, though, that the coin flip is random. So therefore, the outcome is random, right? That it's not, unless they're using a double-sided coin, that it just happens whoever wins the coin toss wins the game, but each team has a 50-50 chance of winning the coin toss. And the Saints won the coin toss, and they would be the one, I think the first team since 2011 to lose when they won the coin toss at home in overtime.
You made my point, and here's the point for you to help put Sean Payton where he belongs. Up until yesterday's game, since the rule changed in the playoffs, it was 9-1 in favor of the team that won the coin toss in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It became 9-and the Saints won.
Yeah.
So they really had a 9-1 chance to win that game.
But they lost.
It's now 9-2.
But Dr. Davis, revisionist history, they were at home. They had a 3-point lead. All they had to do was stop the Rams from getting into field goal range. They had the crowd behind them. I heard all last week how no one can go into New Orleans and win. It's an impossible home field. Of course, all lies. None of those weasels called this week to say that because the Rams went in there and won the game. None of them called. They had the crowd behind them. They had the Rams, Jared Goff. I heard how bad Jared Goff is, and they blew it. And then in overtime, they won the coin toss, and they couldn't even drive down and get a field goal. Forget a touchdown. They couldn't even go down and get a field goal. It's embarrassing. They deserve to lose.
Brees was correct, though. He said we had opportunities to win, and we're right. But that doesn't change the fact that it was a really bad call on that play. And here's how we fix the rule. Starting next year, everyone gets one officiating flag per game. That's it. Just one. Just one.
Yeah,
and you can throw it anytime you want. Because here's the problem with that call. It's like proving a negative. If they called any call that wasn't called, what about that holding call at that play that we didn't see?
Well, that's the point. That's the point I made. There were four calls I know that went against that were not called that would have benefited the Rams, would have been a beneficiary. They didn't call those penalties. So why don't we go back, the face mask that Jared Goff had his face mask grabbed by a cheating Saints player. Why don't we throw the flag on that? Rams would have had it first and goal at the 1.5-yard line. They would have scored a touchdown. Then the Saints would have had to come back, and they would have had to score a touchdown instead of getting a field goal to take the lead. So anyway, I got to go. Thank you, Dr. Dave. Call more often.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Kubaloo.
Ben, when Father Time finally defeats a quarterback, the end comes pretty suddenly. Now, Drew Brees says he plans to return for a 19th season next year. Do you think Brees falls off a cliff?
Well, I think he already did. I mean, the first half, first 11 games, Drew Brees had 29 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. The final 8 games, final 6 games of the season, including the playoffs, 7 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. So I'd be very worried if I was the Saints, because Drew Brees showed signs of major decline as the season went on. Next!
Now, last week, Scottie Pippen said that he thinks Zion Williamson should sit out the rest of the season to protect his body. Tracy McGrady agreed with him. Do you?
No, it's ridiculous. You know, he agreed to go, and I like what Zion said. He agreed to go to Duke. If he was going to sit out, he wouldn't have agreed to go to Duke. It's so ridiculous, the bubble wrap that we want to put around these basketball players. He made a commitment. It's only a 1-year commitment anyway. And I like the fact that he's playing. He's getting paid. You know, some booster at Duke's taking care of Zion Williamson anyway. All right, next.
Ben, Greg Zuerlein is under contract for one more season. Safe to say he'll probably want to be one of, if not the highest paid kicker in the NFL. Rams got to pay up, right?
No, I'm not worried. Listen, Zuerlein, I'm not going to lose any sleep over a kicker. What is he, 31 years old? They got to pay. They paid Gurley. They got to pay Jared Goff. He is about 7th or 8th or 9th on the list. They'll be fine. There it is. How do we do, Coop?
Fail decision.
I won it. He said I won. I heard win. I won.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Now, Maller's Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
All right, let's do this. Our teams, we welcome in our contestants. First of all, we say hello to Dominican Mike. Hello, Dominican Mike in the Valley of the Sun.
Hey, ¿cómo están? What's up, man?
Welcome, Dominican Mike. You want to play? Who do you want to partner up with? Actually, hold on, Dominican Mike. Let me bring in MGM John. MGM John, are you there?
Hello, Mr. Ben.
Look at you hanging out in Vegas, you big baller, you. And let's see, Dominican Mike, who do you want to partner up with, Dominican Mike?
With you, Ben, you.
It's a good job by you. All right, we are going to win. And MGM John, who do you want to partner up with?
I'm going to partner up with Koopa Loop.
All right, Koopa Loop. And you seem excited, Coop, over there. And MGM John.
Oh, I'm ready to win.
Been a while. Yeah.
Since I've won?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think you won last week.
I don't remember. It's been so long, I don't remember. All right, so Dominican Mike.
I'm undefeated in 2019.
And MGM John. Put an L next to your name. And Coop, all right. So what are the categories there, Eddie? Go ahead.
The categories are, this is the Steve Perry edition of Maller's Mountain of Money.
Turn 70 today.
Oh, boy. Category 1, Any Way You Want It. Category 2, Don't Stop Believing. Category 3, She's Mine. And Category 4, Only the Young.
All right, what do you want, Dominican Mike?
Don't Stop Believing.
Don't Stop Believing. And MGM John, what do you want?
Only Young.
Only okay. The young.
All right. So Dominican Mike and Ben are up first. Don't Stop Believing. These athletes were all on the team that ended a long championship drought.
All right. Very good. 45 seconds on the clock.
Yep. Ready? Here we go. Go.
All right. Current quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. They just got knocked out.
Drew Brees.
Correct. First African-American baseball player for the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Jackie Robinson.
Correct.
Jackie Robinson.
Red Sox star, got traded to the Dodgers. He's got dreadlocks. He was a star out.
Manny Ramirez. Manny Ramirez.
Correct. A Cleveland Cavalier player. He knocked up a Kardashian. What?
Pass.
All right. Third baseman for the Phillies in the 1980s. 500 home runs.
He had Mike Smith.
Correct. Nice. White Sox outfielder, the king of the cliches. Stole a lot of bases on our show. He used all the cliches.
Frank Thomas.
No.
Tim Raines?
No. Saints safety, Super Bowl ceiling interception for the Saints. Johnny Cash song, Hey Blank, is his last. All right.
That's 120 points. You did not get Tristan Thompson or Scott Posednik or Tracy Porter.
Yeah, Scott Posednik, a little tough, but that's...
I'm not if you're a fan of the show.
Yeah, the cliche king of the Ben Maller Show.
All right, MGM, John, and yeah. Coop, uh-huh. You picked only the young. These athletes went pro as teenagers. All right, full name, 45 seconds on the clock, and go.
Best Laker of all time.
Kobe Bryant.
That's right.
That's Wilt Chamberlain.
He just got traded from the Rockets to the Bulls. He might end up on the Lakers.
Carmelo Anthony.
Yes. He's looking for a new team right now. He came from the Orioles, then went to the Dodgers. He sucked for the Dodgers.
Pass.
He's the kid. He played for the Seattle Mariners and then later the Reds. He had a video game named after him on Nintendo.
Ben Griffey Jr.
Yes.
Wow.
King, he was a pitcher for the Mariners. He's still pitching for the Mariners, but he's not as good anymore. He used to be great.
James Paxton?
No. he's a teenager on the Mavericks right now. He's great.
Wow. I didn't think we had a chance. But,
70 points. Yeah. You did not get Manny Machado or Felix Hernandez or Luka Doncic.
All right, so they have 70. How many did we get, Eddie?
You got 120.
Oh, so we're in the lead.
Dominican Mike, that's right. MGM, John, and Coop, you want She's Mine or Any Way You Want It?
Any Way You Want It.
Any Way You Want
right.
It.
These
Is
athletes,
that a fast food slogan?
These athletes can play all over the field or court. All right. 45 seconds on the clock, and go.
The Slim Reaper. He's on the Warriors.
Kevin Durant?
Yes. He played for the Reds. He cheated on baseball. He gambled. All-time hit king. Yes. He's also on the Warriors. He can play all five positions. He's a thug. He kicks people.
Draymond Green?
Yes.
Wow.
One of the best cornerbacks of all time. He also played baseball.
Deion Sanders?
Yes. He's a current point guard for the 76ers. He's like Australian or something.
Yeah. Ben Simmons.
Yes.
Yeah. Or something.
Great all-time player. He used to play for the Dodgers. He's kind of a jerk. I'm going to skip it because it doesn't sound like you know baseball, so we're actually screwed.
Benny Machado?
No.
No.
All right. Not bad. You did not get Gary Sheffield. You got a total of 240, so you were in the lead. 240 to 120.
All right, Dominican Mike, let's bring it home, buddy.
All right, the category is She's Mine. These athletes were allegedly cheated on or cheated with a teammate's wife.
Yeah, this
all
is
right.
A tawdry category.
So, Ben, you need 120 points to tie, more than that, obviously, to win.
Yeah, all right.
45 seconds on the clock. Begin.
All right, white guy point guard, two-time MVP for the
Phoenix.
Correct. Point guard for the Suns and Mavericks, also played with the Nets, got to the NBA Finals with the Nets.
Jason Kidd.
Correct. Kobe Bryant's teammate, they got him from Memphis. Looks like a llama.
Mark Gasol?
Yeah. No, his brother.
Oh, Paul Gasol.
Yeah. This guy's dad was Cecil, 300-pound first baseman.
Prince Fielder?
Correct. Running back for the Cowboys a couple years ago, led the league in rushing, went to Philadelphia, went to the Titans. He's out of the NFL now. Pass.
No, pass.
1980s closer, gave up the home run to Gibson in the World Series, 1988.
Dave Eckersley.
Yes,
that's
correct.
That's a winner.
That's a winner. Good job, Dominican Mike.
I've got a golden ticket.
Excellent.
Not a bad game. Better than I thought.
It was competitive. I don't think he got DeMarco Murray, right?
DeMarco Murray. He did not get that one.
But you got Pau Gasol. Good job by you.
The llama, yeah.
Shout out to Mike Adams, the old Boston radio guy who used to call him a llama. And I thought, he does kind of look like a llama. Like, Pau Gasol resembles a llama.
He does, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very odd how that all works. Well, like, another golden ticket. I love handing these
things
out.
Got a murder,
right?
Gotta go.
I won, by the way.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.